Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. This evening we talk about what is our role in taking charge of our lives when we find that we have some symptoms of that we're not used to. What would happen if you wake up and have some feeling that you can't talk, and talking is what you do every day? What do you do? Do you break down and cry? Do you focus? My guest this evening is the founder of Results Wellness Center. Her name is Jacqueline LeClaire, and this happened to her very much after she had founded the company. She woke up one morning and found that she had an illness and she had to do something, and we're going to learn what she did and how the philosophy of her company and the philosophy of her training helped her to take charge of her life and overcome her illness. It is my great pleasure to welcome Jacqueline LeClaire, owner, president of Results Wellness Centers, to Take Charge of Your Life. Welcome, Jackie.
Thank you very much, Ellie. Thank you.
How did this happen? I didn't give all of these symptoms, but here you are. You're into fitness, and mm-hmm. you're into good eating, and you're. What happened?
You know, what I personally think happened. I had been caregiver for my mother. My mother had been very ill with cancer, and I was exhausted, just running back and forth to Jersey, back to Pennsylvania. And I was just exhausted. I think my body just couldn't handle anything more. And I think the stress really wreaked havoc on my immune system. And I found myself waking up one day, partially paralyzed on the right side of my body, unable to speak, just not even knowing how to speak, woke up very confused, and it actually turned out that I had suffered a stroke.
And you were unable to speak. Well, how did you manage to get help? Were you alone? How did you manage to get yourself some attention?
There was a phone where I was, but I couldn't remember how to dial it. I didn't remember that if you dialed 911, first of all, I didn't remember about 911. When you have a stroke, you're very confused. And I wasn't sure that I had a stroke. I didn't really know what was going on at that. Being alone, I had been alone for several hours, and then I sort of figured out that I had a stroke.
So you couldn't speak?
Mm-hmm.
But evidently your mind was functioning. I mean, you were able to function mentally because you were able to somehow or other recognize, oh my gosh, I can't speak. I can't move the right side of my body. Mm-hmm. What's going on? But you weren't able to vocalize it and get it out. So how did you get yourself assistance?
Well, I knew that my niece was coming home. I remember that she was coming home, and I certainly was praying that she would come home. And when she came home, she came into the room where I was, and I was just trying to show her that I couldn't smile. I smiled, but I could only smile with half of my face because the right side was paralyzed, and I opened my mouth, but nothing would come out, and I was just trying to let her know that something was wrong, and she thought I was kidding. She thought I was teasing her, playing with her, and I actually picked up a pen or a pencil, and I wrote the word stroke, which honestly, I couldn't remember how to spell or even write anything, well, and I somehow was able to do it.
Well, did you? You said you were you felt paralyzed on your right side. Mm-hmm. Were you a right-handed person?
I was a right-handed person, and I don't remember how I wrote it, and I don't. And I know it was very difficult for me. I don't remember, but I just remember her looking at it, and she called my brother up. And then the ambulance came shortly thereafter.
And how long a period of time you're here? How long a period of time was this? And when was this? Was it a year ago? 2 years ago?
This happened exactly 2 years ago. I had gotten out of the hospital. I think it was around October, right before my birthday. It was around October 10th. I think I came out of the hospital. I was in for 10 days. And they had said that I had a carotid artery dissection, I recovered slowly, but I did recover, thankfully.
But you used a lot of your philosophy and a lot of your training to help you recover. Mm-hmm. It was not only the hospital, so they did a dissection of the carotid artery in the hospital.
No. What they feel I did is that I was lifting weights. I'm a fitness competitor, a national fitness competitor, and being so exhausted, I was lifting weights, and they think that I tore my carotid artery weightlifting, which is very, very rare. What happened to me is just very, very rare, and I feel that whatever I did it because I was just exhausted physically, mentally, emotionally, just shot. So no, that happened. That's when they took X-rays, I forget exactly what the test is called, but that's what they saw.
But you were in the hospital for 10 days.
I was in the hospital for 10 days.
And mm-hmm. What was the follow-up?
While I was in the hospital, I had met with a speech therapist. My speech slowly came back. My comprehension, it took really some time for my comprehension to come back.
When you say some time, could you give us an idea?
I remember in the hospital reading children's books, and I would read a sentence. It took a few days for me to even be able to read. And I would read a few sentences, but I didn't comprehend what it was about. And things would come back to me in chunks, and then it would stop. And I honestly think that still to this day, I still, a lot of things will come back to me, my comprehension, my reading ability, vocabulary, things like that. Time, I don't even know how long.
Well, was it while you were in the hospital?
No.
Or it was after you returned after you were discharged from the hospital?
After I was discharged, a lot of things came back. More things came back to me. More things definitely came back to me.
Now, in your company, by the way, you have a lovely card here, and it looks like a yoga pose. A person who's on the precipice of a cliff, mm-hmm. with blue sky and blue waters, and it says the Results Wellness Center. And as well as corporate wellness.
Mm-hmm.
Were you using yoga? Were you using hypnotherapy? Were you using visualization? This absolutely looks wonderful. What is the pose called?
That's Warrior 2, I believe that pose is. And actually, Ellie, while I was in the hospital, I have pictures of me I have a picture of me walking down the hallway struggling with my tree of life, we called it, which was the bag, the intravenous bag.
Oh.
And I also have pictures of me doing a yoga pose in the hospital.
So you were using all of your background and all of your training to help you get well.
Yes, I was when I was the first day or night that I was in the hospital, unable to speak at all. I was I did, I knew I was a hypnotherapist, and I did, I was using hypnotherapy guided imagery, just imagining my speech coming back, imagining it happening, which is a form of hypnotherapy.
So you were using your own training to relax yourself and to use visual imagery mm-hmm. to get well and to get yourself back to your wellness.
Absolutely.
And if you've just tuned in, my guest this evening is Jacqueline LeClaire, who is the founder of Results Wellness Center. And she is also recovering from a stroke, mm-hmm. which came upon her without notice. I guess that's what strokes do. They come upon us without notice. And we're just talking about how Jackie used her own training to help regain her health. Talk to us a little bit about hypnotherapy and how you were using that for yourself. How were you able to convince yourself? Did you have to convince yourself?
Do you know, it's the strangest thing. I felt that everything was going to be all right. Granted, when I was being transported in the ambulance, I was definitely nervous because, of course, how am I going to work if I can't speak or you know, I didn't know if I was going to get my strength back or what.
So you had a lot of what if questions.
I did have a lot of what if questions, but I did know that I still was able to just imagine myself, well, maybe white healing energy surrounding myself. I did all things like that, anything that I could think of that might help me to get better.
So
prayed a lot too.
So prayer, spirituality, and you used your training mm-hmm. to sweep away or wipe away the negative thoughts of what if I don't or what if I can't to transform your energy into creative thinking like visual imagery. Give us an idea of what you said to yourself.
Exactly. No, exactly. I would, what you do in hypnotherapy is you imagine things exactly the way you want them to be.
So give us an idea of how you imagined yourself the way you want her to be, what you imagined.
So I would imagine myself, I love to run, so I would imagine myself outside running. I would imagine myself, as some goals, and I can't even actually think of some of the goals that that were. I used to run, and I still run 5Ks. And I remember I ran a 5K 3 days before I had this stroke, and I got a medal for it. I remember thinking about running again. I remember trying not to worry about, my business. I remember trying to think positive thoughts, all positive thoughts, seeing myself successful and just imprinting that into my mind.
So you really had to help yourself utilize all of your training to maintain a positive attitude and sweep away the negativity and the frightening what-if thoughts mm-hmm. To help you regain your ability to be healthy. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. we're going to talk more about how you took charge of your life when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
You're listening to WDIY, Community Public Radio for the Lehigh Valley. If you appreciate and value the programming we provide, including NPR's in-depth news coverage, our local public affairs programs, and the diverse mix of music we broadcast each day, please consider becoming a member. Membership is our most important source of revenue. We can't do it without you. You can make a secure donation online at wdiy.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your support.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobro, your host. And this evening we're talking with Jacqueline LeClaire, who is the owner and president and founder of Results Wellness Center, which serves the Lehigh Valley. And not only you are the founder of Results Wellness, you are also in charge of producing wellness in your own life.
True.
And, you know, many people feel that, you have to be a professional to take charge of your life. But what you're saying is that we all have the capacity to take charge of ourselves and our lives, even when the pressures and the tensions are most incredible, which you proved when you somehow or other woke up without notice of a stroke in your own bed.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And, me being a hypnotherapist knows how stress can impact the immune system so negatively. And with all of the things that were happening in my life at the time with my mom passing away, I was overwhelmed with stress, and I was not using the tools that I had available and that I teach other people to use, such as guided imagery, stress management tools, which I use on a daily basis and, now, and I have in the past, but at that time I just allowed the stress to overwhelm me.
And, it isn't only a stroke that can overwhelm, but when we are dealing with very great stress in our lives, and I remember that when I was taking care of my dad many years ago, and I was a caregiver to my dad who lived in New York City, I would travel to New York City from Easton, first on a weekly basis, then on a weekend basis, and it was very stressful. And my children said, "Mom, why aren't you giving us the, opportunity to drive?" And I hadn't thought of it. I was doing it on my own. Mm-hmm. And gradually the stress increased, Jackie, mm-hmm. so that I found on an examination, on my yearly examination for breast cancer, that they found a lump.
Your immune system was lowered. That's what stress does. And how did you deal with it?
Allowed my children to come in, mm-hmm. and to do the driving on. They took turns driving on the weekends. And I was going to do a breast biopsy, but decided that I didn't want anybody to enter my body. Mm-hmm. And I asked for a time sequence when it would be okay. And the doctor said, "Well, it's November, come back no later than March or April." Mm-hmm. And I did alternative things. Mm-hmm. I changed my eating, changed my diet, got acupuncture, and did a lot of things and changed my thinking.
Good. And the diet, food is medicine.
Right, exactly. And mm-hmm. I changed my whole way of being and of also dealing with the stress of taking care of my dad. And actually allowing my children to come in was helpful because that took away the stress of driving and being responsible for driving every weekend. Mm-hmm. I went, but they did the driving.
Of that, yep. You need to ask for things like that. You need to ask for help when you're stressed. You need to. Otherwise, it can result in something such as cancer, something such as a stroke. You need to ask for help.
So what did you use for guided imagery for yourself?
When I was in the hospital, I would imagine healing light come over me. When I found out that my carotid artery, so I can't remember if it closed up in the hospital. I don't remember at this time. I'll have to research that when I see my doctor. But when I was in the hospital, I would imagine healing energy. I would imagine energy going to my throat so that I would be able to speak. I do remember doing that. And for stress, I just remember saying, "Everything's going to be okay. It's going to be okay." And kind of repeating that mantra in my mind. Everything's going to be okay. Okay. So you want to think thoughts like, you don't want to think things like, "I will, I can't speak." You don't ever want to think that, I will be, I speak well. I speak easily, things like that.
So what many of us are overwhelmed with is the negativity.
Okay.
That we're faced with what I call the what if Oh my gosh, what if I can't speak? What if I can't do this? What if I can't? And that the more we think, what if, the more stress overwhelms our body. And what you're saying is we need to become aware of the stress and push it away and thinking of the positive.
Positive, right? Never say, I can't, okay?
Right.
I keep my mind like still water. That's a good thing. That's a good a thought in your mind to keep your stressed or have the stress.
I keep my mind like still water. Do you describe any more or what the still water is like?
Another process I would say to people and use myself. I would imagine a shield of armor around me or my client or even a bubble, and everything just bounces off and away. All the stress bounces off and away. The more stress outside, the calmer I feel inside. Calm inside.
I love that imagery of the shield, because so many of us are facing stress from the outside, whether you're in the workplace and you're dealing with people that you're surrounded with who may transmit negative energy. Is a nice way of saying that they irritate you. And you don't know what to do with it. But since we really can't change others, what you're saying is protect ourselves.
Exactly. And another nice technique that I learned from Qigong is they call the negative energy that comes at you, you know, you get it from other people, your surroundings, your thoughts. I call it the evil chi. So you just want to imagine brushing it off your body, down your torso. Or you can imagine yourself in the shower just draining or going down the drain, and I just imagine the words evil chi going down the drain and feeling.
And chi is another word, the Chinese word for energy.
Yes.
Right.
Thank you.
So the evil energy, you're washing it away, you're draining it away, but you're certainly not allowing it to enter your system.
Yes.
And this is the most important thing that we can take away from your experience and your training, is that we're surrounded by tension every day. Mm-hmm. And the most important thing is not to give into it and to become aware that what we're coping with. Can you give us an example of some guided imagery that people can use? By the way, if you're on the road and listening to the program, please pull over.
Yes. Yes.
If you plan to listen to this.
To experience it. Okay, so something that we would do for stress.
Let's say somebody who is on their way home from work and they've dealt with some stressful relationships, perhaps with their supervisor or some members of the group that they're working with.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, what I would first of all, I probably wouldn't do this while you're driving at all. Okay, but a couple things that you can do while you are driving, I would start with taking a nice deep breath in. Now, certainly if you're at home and you're lying down, you can close your eyes and just allow yourself to begin to relax. So the first thing you really want to do is take some deep breaths, because as you know, when you're stressed, your body is sort of closed in. It's not opened up. You're shallow breathing. So another deep breath all the way in and just tell yourself that I'm breathing in relaxation. And as I exhale, releasing any tension, any stress, any anxiety. Breathing in relaxation, calm, cool, relaxed. Exhaling away any tension, any stress from the day. Breathing in relaxation. And slowly exhale. And at this point, again, provided you're not driving, you may want to just imagine yourself in a peaceful, serene setting. I usually tell my clients, go to your place, your special place, whether it's lying on the beach somewhere or beside a peaceful river on a blanket. Wherever your special place is, go to your special place and imagine that you're there. So a place on vacation, a place in your imagination. Imagine yourself there and feel those wonderful feelings associated with your place. So you just want to get away a little bit, okay? And just go to your special place. And another thing that you can do actually is to imagine that armor, stress just bouncing off and away, just bounces off and away. The more stress outside, the calmer you are inside, okay? And then you would open your eyes when you're ready, okay? Feeling relaxed and refreshed, and tell yourself, I am relaxed, I am refreshed. Okay.
And I'm ready for the day.
Exactly. Or I'm ready to go to sleep.
Or ready to go to sleep, right. Yeah, no, but that's very important because it's all, not only during the day, and you mentioned something very important, Jacqueline, and that is that it's not only during the day when we feel stressed. There are many people who want to go to bed and get a good night's rest mm-hmm. and find that they can't do it, that they are turned on or they try to turn off the radio or turn off the TV, but somehow or other the thoughts keep pushing through their heads on things to do, things they didn't do, things they should do, could do, would do. And how do they turn those off at night?
Excellent question. Excellent. And I sleep with a pen and paper next to me, and I'll write down the five most important things. Do you do that to remember for tomorrow? So this way, they're on the pad, out of your head, on the paper, out of your head. And then you want to think all positive thoughts, think all good things, reflect on all of the good things that happened today. And because don't forget, you're going to be, if you're thinking about all the bad things and who did bad things to you today, you're going to be marinating in that all night. So we want to think of all good things before we go to bed. And a good thing, again, you can relax yourself with some deep breaths. Imagine yourself in your special place of relaxation and, you know, see your goals as you're in that special place. Okay.
Well, I think that should be very helpful. I like the idea of writing down the things that you want to do tomorrow. How about writing down the things that you didn't like and throwing them away or ripping them up?
I like that. That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
So that you free, so if those thoughts are circulating through your mind, you're getting rid of them. So very often we try to get rid of them, and we try to, but some of them persist, and we find ourselves dwelling on them. Mm-hmm. So maybe having that pen and pad ready, mm-hmm. and also scrap paper so you can just write down anything. Mm-hmm. And any thought, and just rip it up and let it go.
Mm-hmm. That's, yeah.
And don't read it over.
Yeah, there you
and
go.
And don't read it over. Let it go. Now, Jacqueline, how can they get in touch with you? How can people get in touch with you if they'd like to inquire about your services
sure.
or any of programs that you offer?
Mm-hmm. Okay, you can go to my website, which is Results Wellness Center, CENTERS.com. Okay, or you can call my toll-free number, 866-998-4100.
And can they, you have CDs and you have other visual and auditory?
I have audio programs which are actually going up on my website. They should be going up next week on my website. But you can call me or just send me an email. They're all self-help. They're but I do have some for therapeutic, like pain management, but there's certainly weight loss, smoking cessation, ease stress, build your confidence. There's several. Anyway.
So I want to thank you, Jacqueline LeClaire, owner and president of Results Wellness Center, which serves the Lehigh Valley, for helping us to make the decision to take control over our health. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.